In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, today is the first Sunday in the season of Epiphany. That's why you're smelling the frankincense this morning. And of course, we all know that Epiphany is the day when we celebrate the wise men's arrival to see the baby Jesus, as the children were so gracious to give us that demonstration in the procession this morning. Of course, it's a story that's familiar to us all, but to me, it's always seemed a bit strange. It's odd to me because when the wise men set out on their journey, they do so because they observed a star. And then even more remarkably, the star eventually begins to move and then leads them directly to Jesus and his family. Now, one reason I suppose this seems a bit off is because when I normally think about people seeing signs in the stars and that sort of thing, I think of astrology and horoscopes and fortune tellers and things that often run contrary to the Christian faith. But nevertheless, here we have a star. A star that God put in the sky to lead people to his Son. So it makes me wonder about all the ways that God has chosen to reveal himself to humanity and why he chose a star. Maybe he chose a star because he knew it would help some people who were looking for him in the heavens to come and find him down on earth. That way, it makes me awestruck to think about all that God has done to reach everyone so that we might be able to understand him and ourselves more clearly. Perhaps another reason he chose a star is so that as humanity began to understand more and more about how the universe was created, we would come to realize that if a star was placed in the sky at the exact time of Jesus' birth, then God would have had to have orchestrated its placement from the very beginning of creation and of the universe itself, so that that star could appear at that exact moment. And that is truly remarkable. But really, when you think about it, it's incredible that you and I are even here at all. That there is life on this planet and that life would develop in the way it has gives me a great sense of the unknowable limitlessness of God himself. And it reveals to me a small fraction of God's nature. When I think this way and about these things, it usually takes me back to my childhood when I would go camping. I would enjoy being up very late on a clear night. And if you've ever done that, you'll know how the number of stars you can see are absolutely incredible. And as I lay there looking at the stars, I would always get a sense of being very small, a sense of feeling insignificant in an incredibly large and complex cosmos. Perhaps that's the feeling the wise men had when they looked up into the heavens. Perhaps they looked up and realized something of their own nature. They are not the most important people in all of time and space. Perhaps they realized that really, in order for them to exist, to survive, and in order for humanity to prosper and mature, God needed to intervene. Perhaps they realized how much humanity needs God. And so they set out on their journey. And when they found the child, they worshiped him. And I believe they did so because in that moment they realized something else about who they were and who God is. And what they realized is that they are not just some wee bit of dust in the desert, but rather they are people who are individually known by the Creator of all life. And they realize that this Creator not only knows them, but he cares about them, he's interested in them, speaks to them in their dreams, he's even willing to lower himself to become like them. And of course, eventually, no doubt, they would learn that this Creator was willing to die for them. What an incredible story of a journey of discovery, discovery about the nature of God and man. So as we think about all this, as we sort of ponder these things in our heart like Mary, I think there's one more thing that's worth mentioning about this particular story, one thing that tells us something about God's relationship with us. And that thing is that God expects us not to just sit still and meditate on all this. Of course, that's where we begin. But if the wise men had not begun walking, they would never have found the Christ child. They had not come to Jerusalem on their own, the star might never have begun to move and guide them along the way. And so we too, when we are called by God, when we get a sense of God's presence in the heavens or in our heart, we must go and seek and discover what he's telling us. We must keep on the road. We must search him out. And as we do so, we can be assured that he is journeying to us. Just as he traveled from the heavens to be born among us, so too will he travel to the heart of each of us if we will just permit him. My friends, an epiphany is a sudden realization of a profound truth. Certainly, this is what the wise men felt as they fell down before Jesus. And so my prayer for all of us is that God's will in his own unique way will give us this great gift of an epiphany so that we too may all know something more of the way in which he loves us. Amen.